And Danielle, you keep it rolling back there. We'll hear what the coach has to say. First of all, coach, congratulations on a victory in the semifinal. You go to the championship, and you really got it all together that second half. You could see things turn. Where did you think things turned in this game, your way?
I think that three Ellie hit early in the second, I think that was a big momentum shift. And, you know, just playing them so many times, we knew they would start going ISOs a lot, and that's where you saw we were kind of throwing two, three bodies in the paint and, you know, kind of baiting them into those long skip passes, and they fumbled a couple of them. We were able to get some steals, get some transition points. And then Shamai hit a big three there as well. But, you know, credit to them, they had a good game plan. They were trying to cut the rim off. So, you know, we went into a couple different offenses to get a lot of ball movement to get them kind of spread back out, and then we were able to attack.
Yeah, well, you know, keeping the ball away, Edinburgh keeping the ball away from Shea, as you said, and fortunately, Ellie just really showed up. She had a tremendous game. She played hard. She had 24 points, but she did a lot of other things, 7 rebounds, 4 steals coming in the game, you know, just overall. And then, of course, Shamaya, the way she plays, you know, she just lights up a room.
Yeah.
And that's what you needed.
Yeah, and we preach on our team, like, I call it like counting shots. I'm not going to count shots, make sure you get 15 shots per game. We're going to play how the defense is guarding us. And last night, they weren't guarding Shea as close to the paint, so Shea went off. Tonight, they were over helping on Shea. So we had some people. I know people already hear me on the radio yelling at Ellie to shoot because she's real self-conscious about missing one. She'll get down on herself. But we've been, you know, she's a scorer. She's a big, strong girl that can put it on the floor, can shoot it from three, rebounds. I mean, she's kind of coming into her own. This is really only the second year she's played guard. She's mostly been like a four. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of transitioning her. But really good job by everyone. You know, another game, we had under 10 turnovers and forced 19, controlled the boards for the most part, you know, 18 offensive rebounds. You know, that's the MO of this team. If we can control the things that you could control, and then, you know, you got the game close, then you get hot at the end and you kind of run off some threes, and then it balloons to 9, and then you just start playing the how many shot clock can we run off, and then, you know, we were able to get one more stop. They started fouling, and that was it.
One more question. I know you got to go. Did you have a good feeling coming into the game after you had played this team 3 times?
Yeah, especially the last time. You know, we had that game. I felt like even though we didn't play good, we had it. So I'm always like, how do we match up if both teams play at their best? And we felt good if both of us are at our best. So, you know, like I tell the girls at the end of the day, you know, who's it up to? It's up to us. All you got to do is play your game, play smart, don't turn it over, and we're going to be in it at the end.
See you Monday.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You.
Thank you.
All right. He's got to get over to the press conference over there. Coach Craig Carey, who is now 62-25, and Tony will head over there to the press room too. The Crimson